Bank of Cardiff, Danny speaking.
Yeah, Danny, this is Kerry with CNM Manufacturing. Just trying to return your call.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kerry, how you doing? This is
good.
Danny. Just wanted to touch base with you about some finance offers we sent out a couple weeks back.
If I remember right, all you're doing is credit card. It's based off against your credit card sales.
No, we don't do that. We do equipment financing and working capital.
Okay.
And, with our working capital program, we're able to free up, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a line of credit in a lot of ways. I wanted to touch base with you. We had you pre-approved and see if there's anything, coming up that we could help you out with.
Well, I don't really have, I don't take any credit cards, I was going to call and let you know that's totally off the thing because
yeah,
use credit cards. We don't accept credit cards.
But, okay.
As far as a line of credit, that would be about the only thing I'd really be interested in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Equipment finance. Actually, I just bought two pieces of equipment about 3 months ago.
Oh, right on.
I know I'm not going to be buying any more this year.
Uh-huh.
Or not to my knowledge, anyway.
Yeah, until you find something. What kind of equipment did you just add on?
I ended up buying a sander and an RF machine for gluing up panels.
Okay.
As far as I know, I'm not expecting to buy any more equipment. The only thing I would look at is... I'd be interested in a line of credit only because our production is ramping up, so
mm-hmm.
our limitation right now is really the amount of cash flow we have on hand.
Exactly.
It limits how much we can actually take on.
Yeah, exactly. Because
so you can get the money back in.
Exactly. And you guys have a net 30 with your customers?
Yeah, most of our we do a lot of insurance work through these reconstructors,
mm-hmm.
and so it's generally 4 to 5 weeks before you get paid.
Oh wow!
But some try to run you out longer, but we just don't work for them. We just simply tell them we can't do that. We're not their bank.
Yeah, exactly, and that's rough on the business because not only do you have the wait for payment, but also you have these other projects coming up.
That's right.
And that's exactly what a lot of companies use this for, a line of credit. And do you have a line of credit with your regular bank that you use right now?
I've got one small line of credit under my own personal name, but not under my company name.
Oh no, it's a personal under company. Okay.
Yeah, I just got a small personal line.
Okay.
But because I also have, besides this company, I also have some rental properties.
Okay, that makes sense.
This company is incorporated. My rental properties are not. They're just under my name.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. So how much, were you looking at? Like, is there a specific amount?
Probably 125, somewhere in there.
Okay. And so you would use this, just to get in between jobs, a cushion, or
right.
materials?
Basically to help bring in more materials, get better buying power, and then as you run the job through, then you get your money back. You just put it back on the card and or the account and go from
yeah, there. Exactly. Yeah, you go back from there. Okay. And, sounds like you have some big jobs coming up. Do you have, a return idea on this money? Like, how much would you be able to...
I wouldn't want the whole amount at once. I want something
where
I draw as I need to draw.
Exactly.
I might need 10 or 20,000, and then again, I know I have, especially here in Texas, we've got so many homes that are having, like I say, I do a lot of reconstruction stuff, fires, floods, tornado
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many of it going on right now that... I've just got homes lined up to do that. Some of them I have to turn away because there's just no way I can turn the job fast enough based off our turnaround on our cash flow.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And I know you'd want, so how much do you, need immediately?
probably
like, what'd you be thinking? 25? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Okay. 25,000 would probably be all I would need immediately.
Okay.
But I would want a larger line in case things came up down the road bigger. I mean, I know I've
exactly.
got some bigger jobs coming up eventually, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, and right now we try to keep our, we try to stay under 100,000 in accounts receivables. I just,
mm-hmm.
based off my own, just because I don't owe for anything other than these two machines.
Yeah.
I just got.
Uh-huh.
They're not a lease, they're a purchase, you know, so.
Yeah.
Everything else is paid for, and I don't owe anything for anything. So,
yeah, that's good. That's a good position.
Cash flow working out of it again is also all mine, you know. So
yeah, yeah, that's a you know a great spot to be in. But it can be tough, you know, in the business with these
yeah,
payouts. So,
so that's the only thing I would kind of be interested in doing would be
okay.
establishing a line of credit just for that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and that's exactly, you know, what we do. And, I mean, when were you looking to get it by?
Actually, I was contemplating doing it a couple weeks back, and I never have gotten around to even look.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we just get, you know, busy and end up
yeah.
letting it go.
I'm out of town tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be gone for a week.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, how would you, you know, rate your credit over there? You know, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well, I mean, personal is perfect, but this is business, and business,
yeah.
I have no clue how they would rate it, because I try to keep everything COD.
Yeah, COD.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
I have a few small accounts, you know, that maybe amount to a couple $1,000s a month between them, but other than that... I try to keep everything just COD and
okay.
Bills every month and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that. But who knows how they rate the credit? I don't even bother looking.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Get me to get this credit builder package they have, and I'm going, why? I don't want it. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want
to
have a bunch of credit out there.
Yeah, I hear you. And yeah, like with this, you know, to get the. These types of like programs that we have, they're more based on sales, so they do take you know credit into account, but it's more
mm-hmm.
of a sales based program. So to give you a very example, like what were gross annual sales like last year for you?
I think it was $850.
Okay, perfect. $850, and this year are you projecting you go above that or?
Yeah, you know the way it looks, we'll probably do another 10%, maybe a little more.
10%. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we, I mean, yeah, we would be looking at, you know, right around that, you know, we can free up 10 to 15% generally of your gross annual
yeah.
sale. So we'd be looking right around that 120 mark. It could be a little more, it could be a little less.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know, what you qualify for. And, yeah, I mean, how's, you know, how long you been in business over there?
I started in April 1st of 1986, and then I incorporated in 2007.
Oh, okay. So you incorporated
in 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've been, well, how'd you get involved in the industry? That's really cool. You've been doing it a long time.
Well, I grew up in it, basically, as a family thing, and then just in general construction.
Just in general construction.
Yeah, and then I moved over to this as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Started my own company and just kind of kept plugging away with it.
Wow, that's great. And look at you now. You're doing real well. So you kind of just, like, you know, earned while you learned.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not the kind that really wants to be as big as possible.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it was more important to... be consistent and raise my family and have a personal life outside of work.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, yeah, we've grown over the years little by little, you know, mm-hmm. it's just what it does, but I've never really pushed to try and grow.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, have you ever wanted to or you just would rather
nope,
just stay
nope,
small?
That's yeah. just not who I am. I like keeping
uh-huh.
it. Reasonable, you know.
Exactly, because I find too when people get too greedy like that, they end up you know hurting themselves rather than.
Well, yeah, you can definitely yeah. bite off more than you can chew, you know.
Yeah.
So you exactly. got to be careful of that too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
I've
got friends of mine who've, you know, kind of laughed, you know, that I turn work away, and I have, you know, certain rules with customers that once they start occupying too much of my time, I turn them loose.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
I don't allow one customer to dominate us time-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just for the reason that if they go under, you're hurting bad.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a good safety net to have, you know.
Yeah, you know, so we limit it to about 10%. No one customer can occupy more than 10% of our time.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So that's a good rule to have.
Yeah, because if a customer goes out and it's 10%, well, you can survive that. But if they're 50% of your business, I mean, you're going down the tubes with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's true. And that's, you know, stuff like that. That's pretty scary to think about that, especially with, you know, certain companies get, like, big contracts, or, like, if you had GM or someone like that.
Yep.
You know, you never know.
I've had GM contracts, you know, and come in and I've turned them down.
Yeah, because you never know. You really don't.
Yep. Well, you know, they used us for a trial thing. It was just a simple part they needed made for their assembly lines out of, you know, needed made out of wood. And I made them, I think, 850 parts as a trial. And they said, oh, yeah, this is going to work fine for us. We want to order some ungodly amount. And I'm going, well, you need to find someone else because I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. You laid it down, you gave it to me.
I'm not going to do it. I said, I don't even want to bid on it.
That's awesome.
Way more than I want to even mess with.
Yeah, and I feel like they, sometimes those bigger companies bully around too, you know, those people.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and it's not really so much that they paid well, and I could have made money at it, but, I mean, it would have dominated all my time, and there's life after those contracts. And
exactly.
If you don't work at keeping your other customers, then when those contracts are gone, you're just sitting idle doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're not going to get your other customers back. So,
yeah,
to look out for them, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And you're the 100% owner over there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And yeah, I mean, do you have, you know, I know you have that line of credit, but do you have any other loans out right now, like
just
working capital?
Just the equipment, you know.
Yeah, just the two equipment.
Two pieces I bought, and that's it.
Okay. And for that personal line that you said, do you use that for the business, or you just have that for yourself?
That's for my rental stuff.
Oh, for your rental stuff? Oh, okay,
yeah,
that makes sense.
My rental homes.
Okay, no problem. And, I mean, do you have a plan, you know, if you're not able to get, for whatever reason, a line of credit, do you have, like, a plan B?
Oh, yeah. Pull out of my own personal cash and put it in the company.
Mm-hmm. Just have that. So you have that ready, like, emergency funds and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do that if I have to, but it's not something I really like to do, only for the fact that then you're draining your own personal funds.
Yeah.
That's what it really is.
Exactly, and that's, you know, scary in itself because you don't want to use all that up, you know, the cash on hand. But yeah, I mean, I'd definitely like to, you know, see what we could do for you. It's actually a really simple process. It would be a one-page application that I could email over to you.
Okay.
And then it would be 6 months business bank statements because they evaluate the cash flow of the business. So it's just, they use that. So they don't give you anything that would be a burden to the business, obviously. And then your most recent tax return, like 2014 is fine if you got an extension on 2015.
Okay.
And once you get all those documents together, you could send it over and we can get you, you know, an answer here in about 24 hours. I know you were, you know, heading out of town. Would you be able to get that to me today, or is that something?
No, actually, I was getting ready to walk out the door when you called.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was wrapping up a meeting with somebody who'd walked in as I was walking out the door.
Oh, wow. You're never going to leave, huh?
Yeah, so, no.
Okay. Well, what's a good email for you? I can, you know, send everything over.
Send it to cmcapco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
@AOL.com.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll send that over to you in about 15 minutes. And Yeah, I mean, are you going out of town, like, for vacation, or?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to my 40th class reunion.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. How was the other reunions? You still, like...
They were all okay.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of the same people go every time?
Yeah, some, you get a mixture. Some will go some, you know, sometimes, and some will go another. I think our last one was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I kind of think this will probably be the last one, possibly.
Yeah. That's really cool that you still keep in touch with a lot of your, you know, your good friends from...
Yeah,
that's great. Okay, well, it sounds, yeah, like you have a great time then. You know, when would be a good time to follow up with you, Gary?
Probably towards the end of next week.
Okay.
All right.
All right, sounds good. I will go ahead and send that email to you about, you know, 15 minutes. You have a good trip, and I will, you know, follow up with you next week.
All right.
All right, thanks, sounds good. Thanks for your time. Okay. Bye-bye.